W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is KF8EDQ, and I'm monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Bravo 8, Romeo West India, standing by.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
And a KPP from W8FU. This is KF8EDQ, and I'm monitoring.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KADO testing.
KFA-GPZ, mobile and monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Delta Zulu, monitor.
Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, this. Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, Ontario, monitor.
KB8OOE.
Very good, KB8OOE, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India, returning. That's
Kevin on this end. Windsor, Ontario. How are you today?
Hey, how's it going? It's not bad here. Just kind of drizzly and nasty out. I'm up here in Vassar.
Hey, Roger. I think I talked to you before. Is this Mike?
Talked the other day. Boy, oh boy, my memory's not as good as yours. I remember I talked to you. I can't remember your name.
Hey, no problem, Mike. I'm like that too. I wrote it down here. I got just in my log. Yeah, you got Kevin on this end, Kevin. Yeah, we talked a few days ago, Mike. You're off that Guilford repeater, I think you said, Roger.
I remember we were talking a little bit. I couldn't remember if you said you have something up for HF or not. I couldn't remember.
Roger, I just got something up for HF. Well, I had an Antron 99 I was using. It's an old 11-meter antenna for 10 meters and 15. It was loading up on the 7300, but I bought a diamond ground mount antenna, EB7 Victor, and I've been playing around with that. I'm on 20 and 40, and I get on 80 even. But today I bought from Amazon, it just came in for me, one of those Faraday sheets. So I put it down, and it seems to be working better. I was just on 20 meters. I made a couple contacts, so I think that Faraday sheet's working a little bit better for me.
Yeah, you got your counterpoise or ground light going on there. That's a vertical antenna then.
Roger, it's a vertical, 22 feet. You can bring it up and down by turning different sections of the whip. I do that on a real windy day. I don't let it stay up in the wind in case it says it's so, you know, that rated for so much wind, but I'm still worried about it. I bring it down. But yeah, it is a vertical, and it's supposed to be a non-radial antenna. But I'm going to try, instead of putting radials on it somehow, I got to figure out how to do it. But I thought I'd try a Faraday sheet. I've seen it on YouTube. So far, so good. I'm going to get on a couple nets tonight, one on 80 meters, and see if I get back to them a little bit better. Back to you, Mike.
If it's close by, you're going to want to set up something for NVIS for 40 and 80. You'll have better luck with the relatively local guys. The vertical gets you good DX all the way around, but for NVIS, you need something horizontal and relatively closer to the ground.
Okay, educate me on the NVIS, my friend. Only a few months into this hobby, so what's NVIS? Go ahead.
Near vertical is how it works, and it's like a skip type of thing, but it goes straight up, comes down, and it puts you out there a couple hundred miles, but it gets you all the close stations. Like if you've got a close nearby obstruction, like a small mountain or something, it'll get you to the other side.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. But is this like a wire that's horizontal?
I had an interruption. What was the question?
Just wondered if the wire is it like a wire that's horizontal, not vertical?
And they make some products too, but that thing only covers up to 40. But you can load up a pair of pool noodles and get out there pretty good for NVIS, because you're not looking to go real far. You're looking for maybe a couple states away, or you know, next province over or whatever, 400 miles or so, and then the closer up stuff, because it goes almost straight up, comes right back down, and you don't always have propagation for that, but a lot of times it's there on 40, and just look it up. You'll get more information if you Google it, NVIS, and that'll give you a few more pointers. It's it works. It just works. I know that for a fact because I've been using it for close by contacts, within 400 miles or so. And morning and evening on 40 meters, I meet up with a few guys, Canadian and up and down the East Coast and Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula here in Michigan.
Hey, Roger, Mike. I wrote it down. I'll look into it for sure. Yeah, for sure. The only reason I got this antenna is because I wanted some kind of mulch band. I have like a very small footprint of a backyard, no trees or anything, so I'd have to put, if I tried to get a wire up, I don't know if I have enough length, and then I'd have to put mass pipes in and everything. I don't think the wire would be too happy, but I already have three antennas up. This is my third one. Hanging in there with it, you know, this is my hobby. But yeah, I'll look into that, Mike. Yeah, that's very good. How's the weather up here? Well, you guys got any sunshine yet? We got sunshine down here, and still a little bit cold, windy, but how's the weather up here?
Well, it's overcast. It's about 50, I would say, and it's kind of drizzly looking, you know. It's not real good, but yeah, you can build up a larger mag loop, but those require a high voltage, and I've made a lot of homemade capacitors, but a magnetic loop about, I don't know, 4 or 5, maybe 6 foot diameter, or if you get like a squid pole, one of those telescoping fiberglass rods, inverted V for 40 for NVIS, is, you know, 20, 25 feet up in the air, and you only need 32 and a half feet, I think, 33 feet on each leg. And then I always just tie an ugly choke on the end, just wrap up, wrap it around a small coffee can, and then zip tie it together, and that's what I support it with. And I just solder leads right on the end, solder the wires right on the end, about 33 feet. Give me 8 all week.
Yeah, that inverted V sounded just like the V838 I have. Yeah, that inverted V sounded like that. The problem with me is I have a green power line that's partially in my yard. It really hinders a lot of things. I've got to watch all my horizontal ones. That's an inverted V. If I had to take it up to my site, I've got a problem in my yard here. That's a problem, really. But let me ask you a question. It sounds like you know a lot about the technical part of it. Just below, I put in at the bottom of the antenna, I'm using RG213, and a few inches down from the connection of the coax into the antenna, I put 4 ferrite beads, and I wrapped them with electrical tape. Is that the right way to do it, or shouldn't they be there?
4, what were they, like counterpoise?
No, you know those ferrite beads to kind of eliminate the RF or whatever coming back in your station? I attach 4 ferrite beads to the RG213 and I wrap them in electrical tape. What do you think of that? Is that the right way to do it?
You can use ferrite beads instead of tying an ugly choke or one-to-one ballon. Yeah, you can usually get away with that. That'll isolate your coax from your antenna. I mean, I've got a couple of those clamp-on beads like that, or you can put it through the larger ferrite donuts and just loop that coax through a couple times. But anything you can do to isolate that coax from the antenna, and then you can tune the antenna. It's not trying to use a coax as a radiator.
Yeah, Roger, Mike. Yeah, okay, that's the way I understood. Like I say, I'm new into it, so I'm just learning as I go here. So yeah, okay, great. At least I did that. I am seeing those the ring put through the coax. This RG213 is kind of hard to work with. I probably need a little bit of a thinner coax, like the 8X or whatever. But, yeah, so that's what's happening back on my end. But like I said, we got a sunny day, and hope you guys get some sun for your Memorial Day weekend and your holiday on Monday, Roger.
going up north, but my cousin, her well's giving her fits, and her husband doesn't have any clue what he's doing. And it was out last weekend too, but he decided him and his buddy Bob need to get on their Harleys and go camping for the weekend. So I told her I'm not doing it without him. So she's been over a week and a half without water. So that'll probably happen this weekend, I'm afraid. So hopefully I don't get rained on. If I do get rained on, maybe they'll spring for one of those little canopies. I kind of need one of those for working bees in the rain anyways.
Roger, so you're going to be busy this weekend, like with the well and everything. Yeah, I love it up north of Michigan. I've been up to Traverse City a couple of times, through Grayling and everything. That's gorgeous country. I've never been to the UP yet across the big map. I want to do that still. I'm retired now, so I got time to do it, but my wife's still working. Yeah, those are beautiful places up there. I love Traverse City. That's just great. I wish I would have bought a little place up there because when it was real cheap, like 50 years ago, but I'm sure it's real expensive now.
It's not as bad as down here. The prices are going crazy down here. But then again, it's not quite as bad as Canada either. I heard the real estate's went nuts over where you guys are as well, so I don't know. I'm looking at possibly just liquidating everything and getting a fifth wheel and a couple of kayaks and just hitting the road for a while. Yeah, it's a lot of places up in the UP are nice, but there's not a lot going on. So, it's like being out west. You can't hardly raise hell on it with a hatchet. You just got to be careful you don't get stuck out in the middle of nowhere when it's really, really cold, because in the wintertime, in the weekdays, it'll be a long time between cars on any of those roads. And if you get out in the bush property, it gets real bad.
W-H.
Very population. Yeah. Well, it gets real cold up here. Yeah. You have to have some real stuff in there.
I'm I'm current in the call book and you play your cards right, you can probably find me on Facebook or find my email. Ooh, I better slow down. I don't want to get me a ticket. Somebody be generating some revenue on my back. 73, this is KB80OE.
Okay, Mike, I got all of that. 73, KB80OE83AII. We're good.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
N8OML.
KF8BOT.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by.
N8OML.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
NAWCB, NAWCB, KY.
KY&U, this is NAWCB. Good evening to you. Well, you step back up and get that phone. What did you do today? How did you do work?
Work was good. I did 9-1 today, so we were busy, but it wasn't bad. Just happy to be out of there. So, how's your day?
I bet. Well, you're halfway home there, and you got the national front part of it out of the way. I don't know what you're doing in the next couple of days, but we're doing pretty good here. Finally got the lawn done.
Sterling, so It'll be good. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the weekend. A little bit warmer weather. So it'll be good.
Yeah, I've never been to one. So I kind of observed the waves back there when you kids were on that float. We were in the parade there years ago. But I guess other than that, I've never been to one. But I hear, you know, the Memorial Day parade is pretty good here in the early night. So at least like say the weather will be good, and drive the guys planning to go to it.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. We end up bringing some camping chairs and blankets for the kids. We usually sit down towards the end of the parade. It's a lot better viewing area. And, kids have fun. They get a lot of candy and stuff like that. So it's fun. It's been a tradition since we've been back here in Michigan. So. Just kind of keeping that tradition up.
Well, like I said, that's a good thing, and it's a good parade, a good family parade to go to there. And Sterling does a good job there in honoring those that have fallen, and like I say, a good participation, a good planning in it. I'm sure the kids will enjoy it. I'm sure you'll enjoy it as well.
Yeah, for sure. So, hey, I missed a good meet last night. Good turnout. We had quite a few new people there and some older people. But it was a good meeting.
Oh, good, I'm glad. I was wondering how things went and how the Winling presentation went and the emergency manager, how he enjoyed it or if he participated or not. But that sounds good. Like I say, new people are good and the regulars are a good thing. So, I'm happy to hear. Kind of wondering how things went.
They went well. Riley came down from St. Clair County and gave us the Winlink presentation there. A lot of cool features that you can do with it, and both on Telnet and on HF, and different options, different things that you can do with it. So it was good. Brandon came out and really just. Just to see him there and just to have him show his support, just an awesome thing. He's saying that he at least wants to attend our meetings at least once every 2 months or something like that, at least try to. A lot's dependent on his schedule, but he said he wants to be there. He wants to show his support in and answer any questions that need to be answered and get involved. And So it was pretty cool. I'm excited about it. We talked about getting IDs for our group and a couple things like that. So a lot down the pipeline and more to come.
That's good. You know, at least stay up with wants to stay up with things and answer any questions, be involved. Again, with the schedule, you get it. You can't beat that. If you can get that support, somebody standing behind you, very beneficial. Happy to hear his response in that way.
yeah, definitely. It was nice. It really was. I didn't get a good opportunity to chat with him. A lot of questions as far as, you know, the group and mingling, and then, you know, like I said, we had some new people there that wanted to go talk with, but hopefully get some more time to chat with him, opportunities down the road. So like I said, lots of good stuff down the pipeline here, and like I said, more to come, and it's going to be good. It really is. sure, for sure. So it'll be good. It'll be good. I'm excited about it. It's nice to, you know, it's nice to see the growth. It's nice to see the smiling faces. And like I said last night, you know, you get into the hobby to have fun, and there's a serious aspect of our hobby. Like, you know, you can have fun doing it. You can have fun getting involved and serving and helping out, you know, whether it be on the radio or, you know, just simply going to move tents or tables or chairs or something. You know, it's that that serving one another and getting involved. So.
NAWPV. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I think of it as a fact. I was watching something. This one guy last night. Device. And he was talking about the fact that he kind of uses it, what you were just saying, regarding having fun with the hobby. And they almost like with some of the scenarios, they have they pull cards or something and pull scenarios from the cards and work with it that way. And it's kind of involved, but that's just kind of the basic concept of it. And it's like, wow, I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't know whether it was work, scenario here or not, but like I say, just kind of watching that, I thought of what you were just saying about, you know, having fun and enjoying it and that training working together.
Okay, Wayne, and that's what it's about. It's just having fun and enjoying each other, each other's company, and learning. That's the big part of it, is learning, it's like, we can score super high on the set, but that's okay. We executed where we needed, to get involved and where we needed to execute, and we did good as far as our group. And I think the next set, we know what to work on. We know what to build upon. I was telling the guys next set we're going to try to do something more up in the northern end of the county, up here in maybe Lenox Township or Washington, Romeo, somewhere out of the way to where, manpower and supplies are a little bit harder to come by.
Yeah, that would probably be a good scenario there, because the northern six townships, Romeo is there, and Armada, Richmond and that. But I mean, like I say, resources are more limited. A lot more volunteers, fire departments, EMS, various township governments, how they run up there, it would be a good thing. It would be a good scenario. How would that work out? I like the idea.
Yep. And the county's bought us six new go kits with radios in it. They're Yaesu's. We're going to be putting them together here soon once the delivery comes in, and we're going to get to use those for the set. And I was telling the guys that here this summer too, we're going to try to do a fox hunt and work with that and have a little bit of fun with that.
I hear those are fun exercises. That sounds pretty neat. I'm just looking at a couple of the channels there. I kind of glanced at them. I haven't really paid a lot of attention to it, but just glanced. It does sound fun. It's kind of an interesting exercise. And,
Yeah, definitely. So we'll see what happens. That's kind of the goal here for the summer, and kind of keep things going, and build upon what we have, and train and get better at what we need to get better at, and work on things, and have fun doing it, and just enjoy the hobby the way it is.
Roger that. I totally agree. Good. I'm happy to hear how things are falling into place, and the growth in the group is phenomenal. I think that's great. By the way, before we get too much farther along, I did check on that NWS Louisville last night, and that was a planned outage that no weather radio had down there. So with his mother-in-law situation, they said they couldn't avoid doing it, and they were warning people, to have another meeting at handy because they had to do the outage and some upgrades.
Yeah, thanks. That's poor timing, in my mindset. But I guess you got to do what you got to do, and sometimes technology dictates the ends. So I get it.
And it's WCV. Yes, I agree with you. Like you say, technology seems to dictate. It's like it's unavoidable. That's their words. It was an upgrade, and they had to do it. It couldn't be postponed. It was that day. It's like, wow. unfortunately, how the timing falls there. The perfect storm, I guess, so to speak.
Yep. Exactly. So. Well, Dad, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and get unwound and relax for a little bit. But it was good chatting with you, good conversation on the way north, and looking forward to talking tomorrow, and hopefully you guys enjoy your evening.
I agree with you, yes. Thanks for the ride along there. Definitely enjoyed the conversation there. Good to hear how the meeting went and the fruits of it. And like you say, it's kind of anxious there to pass that information along to you about what your mother-in-law situation is talking to. Anyway, we'll let you wrap it up here and head on in and tell everyone hello and sit down and relax. Have some dinner. Anyway, you tell everyone hello. This is 73 and 88 to the family. And we're looking forward to our show again tomorrow. And with that, this is NWCD, and we'll be clear on your mind.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. You enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi, and looking forward to our Q show tomorrow. 73s and 88 to you, Mom. KAYNU, clear.
This is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo.
monitoring. This is Kilo 8, Italy, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
N8OML.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
N8OML.
N8OML, good evening from W8FU. Okay then, back to the ballgame, W8FU.
W8FU from N8OML, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, saw you, heard you, and then I looked up and saw you connected in on Elko Link, so I thought I'd chime in. Good evening. Name here is Sean, and I'm just curious how the Echo Link's working, so morbid curiosity. Where you at? And, I take it you're just running the Echo Link app, but what, on a phone or something, or give me your, particulars there. Again, the name is Sean.
Yeah, good evening, Sean. The name here is John, and yeah, I'm on the Echo Link here on my iPhone, and I'm over here in Shelby Township, so close to the repeater, and yeah, just logged in and thought I'd throw my call out there, and see what's going on.
Hi, local. I didn't know if you were coming in from a ways away, but yeah, it's working. You know, Echolink always has a little bit of a quality about it. I mean, I've heard some people come in, they're crystal clear on Echolink, but most people are a little muffled, but certainly not a problem. It's clear, and I can make out everything you're saying, so. But, all right, real good. Just keep an eye when alternative means are used to connect up to the repeater here, and just keep an eye on them, see how they're doing. Seems like everything's working good in the Echo Link department.
Yep, it sounds good. Coming in good on my iPhone and working good. So, yep, it's just another way to communicate. I can get into the repeater with an HT from here, but it's kind of spotty. If I'm up on the second floor with an HT, I can get in if you're by a window, but it's kind of spotty. You're better off with an outside antenna and a mobile unit for sure. You know, regular radio. But anyways, yeah, it's good to be able to jump in on Echo Link and get into these various machines. It's a lot of fun, and you know, the whole world, man. It's all it's your oyster, whatever you want to do. So, God, there's no. No shortage of ways to connect, for sure.
Oh, yeah. It's a connected world. So now, there's a, I don't know if you know about it or not, but there's All-Star as well, allstarlink.org. But you can also connect to this with an All-Star node. But also, there's a really nifty app, I guess, for the iPhone called Repeater Phone. And it's basically, if you sign up and get yourself an All-Star node number, you could actually use that and connect up. And I think it works a lot better sound-wise. It sounds a lot better. But I'm not, I don't want you to get the impression I'm complaining or anything. You know, like I said, it's just a footnote, really. So, okay, well, real good. Just wanted to get in there and say hi, and kind of listening to a couple of different frequencies, repeaters here, seeing how they're all doing, and just make sure they're all playing well. So after yours, I think I'm going to get back to cat videos and finishing my Thai food. NAOML from W8FU, after yours.
Okay, very good, Sean. Nice talking with you, and have a good evening. I'm going to head back downstairs and watch the rest of the Tigers game. Nice talking with you. Have a good evening, and enjoy your the holiday weekend. W8FU, 73 from N8OML.
To be testing.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.